ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14. The title of the chapter is The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 2. This is almost like a prose like a sloka, so we'll just read the sloka. Yasyam you have, repeat like that, or maybe we'll go word by word and we'll repeat. Yasyam hu ham va yete sadindriya namanaha karmana dasyava yevate ta yata purushasya danam ya kinche धर्मोपैकाम् बहु कृच्छ्र अतिगतम् साक्षात् परम पुरुषाराधन लक्षण यो स्वो धर्मास्ताम् तु साम्पराय उदारन्ति धर्म्यं धनं दर्शन स्पर्शन श्रवण आस्वादन अवग्रहण संकल्प व्यवसाय ग्रह ग्राम्यो भोगेन नात अजितात्मनो यता सार्थस्य विलुम्पन्ति यस्याम इन विच यू हैव सर्टेनली वा आर और येते ऑल दिस सदिन्द्रिय नामानः are named the six senses, the mind and the five knowledge acquiring senses. karmana,
karmana.
By their activity.
Dasyava,
the plunderers.
Eva,
suddenly.
They, that, yata,
as purushasya,
of a person.
Dhanam,
the wealth.
Yat,
whatever.
Kinchit,
something.
Dharma opakyam,
which is a means to religious principles.
Bahu krichra adigatam,
earned after much hard labor.
Sakshat,
directly.
Parama
purusha aradhana lakshana,
whose symptoms are worship of the Supreme Lord.
By performance of sacrifices and so on.
Yaha,
which,
aso,
that,
dharma,
religious principles.
Tam,
that,
to,
but,
samaparye,
for the benefit of the living entities after death.
Udharanti,
the wise declare,
tadharmyam,
religious,
relating to the prosecution of the varnashrama dharma.
Dhanam,
well,
darshana,
by seeing,
sparshana,
by touching,
shravana,
by hearing,
aswadana,
by tasting,
avagrahana,
by smelling,
sankalpa,
by determination,
vyavasaya,
by a conclusion,
griha,
in the material home,
gramya
upabhogena,
by material sense gratification,
unatasya,
of the misguided condition soul,
Ajita Atmana,
who has not controlled himself.
Yata,
just as.
Sartasya,
of the living entity interested in sense gratification.
Vilumpanti,
they plunder.
Big translation now. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Hari Bol.
In the forest of material existence, the controlled senses are like plunderers.
So be attentive, Hare Krishna. This side is empty. You are going to target this side actually. Hare Krishna, Prakriti. All the pandits are there. They actually it's interesting, no? Like they know more slokas, they have read so many things. Just if I just give a clue, no, they immediately they say the whole sloka in translation. Actually they should be giving class, because they know that much. They have studied, all the Kunti prayers, Gajendra prayers, that prayer, this prayer, whatever in Srimad Bhagavatam. We are struggling to memorize one sloka, no? Because for us, because the Kali Yuga age is progressing, memory is decreasing. Phone memory is increasing, our memory is decreasing. But they have a very sharp brain. They just recite all the slokas, no? Like a pravaha. No? Like pravaha means, no? Like just coming like anything. No? That they have that capacity. So we have to take advantage of their presence. So leave the, give some time, some of your time for us. Yes, correct. Okay. In the translation finished?
Yeah.
No, not started. Okay. This is the problem, Kali Yuga. In the forest of material existence, the uncontrolled senses are like plunderers. The conditioned soul may earn some money for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, the uncontrolled senses plunder his money through sense gratification. The senses are the plunderers, because they make one spend his money unnecessarily for seeing, smelling,
tasting, touching, hearing, desiring and willing. In this way, the conditioned soul is obliged to gratify his senses, and thus all his money is spent. This money is actually acquired for the execution of religious principles, but it is taken away by the plundering senses. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Purva janma arjita vidya, purva janma arjitam dhanam, agre dhavati dhavati. By following the principles of the Varnashrama Dharma, one attains better position in the material world. One may be rich, learned, beautiful or high born. Not only I am telling you, the slokas are there in Srimad Bhagavatam referring to this. So please think about that. One who has all these assets should know that they are all meant for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Very interesting. One may be rich, learned, beautiful or high born. One who has all these assets should know that they are all meant for the advancement of Krishna consciousness, not for other things. Unfortunately, when a person is misguided, he misuses his high position for sense gratification. Therefore, the uncontrolled senses are considered plunderers. The good position one attains by executing religious principle is wasted as the plundering the senses take it away. By executing religious principles under the laws of Varnashrama Dharma, one is placed in a comfortable position. One may be very easily use his assets for further advancement of Krishna consciousness. One should understand that the wealth and opportunity one gets in the material world should not be squandered in sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada, so each and every word is like a very, very thought about, is so much thinking, like each and every word is like a worth meditating on, squandered in sense gratification. They are meant for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. This Krishna conscious movement is therefore teaching people to control the mind and five knowledge acquiring senses by a definitive process. One should practice a little austerity and not spend money on anything other than the regulative life of devotional service. The senses demand that one see beautiful things. Therefore, money should be spent for decorating the deity in the temple. Similarly, the tongue has to taste good food, which should be bought and offered to the deity. The nose can be utilized in smelling the flowers offered to the deity, and the hearing can be utilized by listening to the vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra. In this way, the senses can be regulated and utilized to advance Krishna consciousness. Thus, a good position might not be spoiled by material sense gratification in the form of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. One spoils an opulent position in the material world by driving cars, spending time in nightclubs or tasting abominable food in restaurants. In these ways, the plundering senses take away all the assets that the conditioned soul has acquired with great difficulty. So Prabhupada, so here Maharaj Parikshit asking Sukadeva Goswami, because there is the forest of material life has been explained, but that is kind of a very subtle form, because whenever there is allegorical something is explained, some of the intelligent people they can understand, and sometimes they may not be able to understand, so there is a further elaboration is required. The same thing happened in the Puranjana pastime also. So Narada Muni explained the whole story, but that finally that the story, the purport of the story has to be repeated. Narada Muni repeated for Puranjana's benefit or everyone's benefit also. So like that here, Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami to give a direct meaning of that, and then here Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. And now Srila Prabhupada in this purport is explaining Purva Janmarjita Vidya, Purva Janmarjitam Dhanam, Agre Dhavati Dhavati. Purva Janmarjita Vidya, Purva Janmarjitam Dhanam. Because Purva Janma, because we acquire things, sometimes we have a good wealth, good education, good beauty, good knowledge. Where does it Bhagavatam says, Hare Krishna? Where Bhagavatam says about good education, good beauty and good health. Hare Krishna? Attention here. Where Krishna, Bhagavatam says, I'll give another clue. Kunti Maharani says somewhere. Janma. Janma karma. Janma Aishwarya Srutas. Please. Eta manas. Madapuman naivarhati abhidhatum vai tvam akinjana gocharam. Meaning, you know the meaning? Janma, birth, Aishwarya, wealth, Dharma, Aishwarya, then Suta means education, Sri means beauty, Janma, Aishwarya, Suta, Sri bhi, Yetamana, Madapuman. Because the material world most of the time, Janma, Aishwarya, Suta, Sivi, if it is there, Yetamana, Madapuman, they become very, very mad. We don't have anything. Still we have become mad only. Because little bit of wealth, little bit of education, little bit of beauty, little bit of knowledge, with that only we become so mad. And Naivarati Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Kunti Maharani is saying, Tvam, you are Akinchana Gocharam. You are the person who does is bereft of everything, who does not have any possession, you are the possession of that person. That is the beauty of Krishna. Kunti Maharani says, you tvam akinchana gochara, akinchana gochara, akinchana means he does not possess anything. That is, Krishna is the person for that person, not the person who is edamana madappuman. Krishna is not that type of person. So here Srila Prabhupada says very kindly, Purva Janma Arjita Vidya, Purva Janma, because of the Purva Janma we are getting good beauty, good wealth, good education, good knowledge, all these things we are getting. But if we don't use that properly in this life, then it is a misuse of all the facilities given. All the facilities given. All the, like for example, if somebody is working in a company, all the facility is given. Everything, car, that facility, mobile, this, that. Everything is given for that person. Why? Why everything is given? All the facilities are given for a person working in a company. Why it is given? So that he can enjoy life. Huh?
Yeah.
What is the purpose?
The purpose is to
know
Krishna.
Oh, no, Krishna, company. Company, no Krishna, no? Yeah, that is, these people cannot be like, you can't deprogram them actually. They are like born devotees actually. They are all born devotees, we can't do anything. Because wherever we see any example also, they think about preaching, they about talking and Krishna. Yes, you are right, 100% you are right. Because what I am saying, the company is giving all these things, we are talking about the material sense. Company is giving everything so that you can further the company's business. You have to further the company business. No? Use the phone, use the computer, use the calculator. All these things you have to use it in the service of the company. The same way when the body is given, Krishna has given this body, all the faculties are working. Eyes are able to see, we are able to speak, we are able to hear. All the facilities, all the faculties are working nicely. So why? We have to use that in the service of Krishna. Because otherwise, you know, what will... Because otherwise the sound will keep on vibrating something, you will keep on hearing something, you will keep on seeing something. The activity will continue, the activity is not going to stop. So the intelligent person, yes, the thing has been given to me for a purpose, I should use it in the purpose for which it is meant for. So that is the whole idea. So here, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, one attains a better position in the material world by following the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. So this is like this starts from the beginning. The living entity should have stayed back comfortably in the spiritual world. No, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, unceremonious desire. Unceremonious desire. Because the living entity developed the desire, I wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Where the hell the desire came? That is the biggest problem. Because we developed this desire, for that desire, so Krishna has given the free will. So to exercise the free will, so Krishna created this material. Otherwise there is no need of this material. The material world is superfluous. Superfluous means it's not a necessity. It's not a necessity. So the material world has been created, and as a kind father, Krishna didn't create the material world. Okay, now you are revolting against me, go and suffer here. Krishna didn't do that. Krishna created this material world and gave all the facilities, all the paraphernalia, everything needed to live here comfortably. Live here comfortably, no problem, because Krishna is not saying, okay, now you are revolted against me. Normally the material world of people, when you are revolting against somebody, okay, I will put you into the situation where you struggle and suffer. No, Krishna created, okay, you wanted to exercise this free will, okay, you go there, and I have created the situation, but there is always a but there. Krishna has given the warning. This place is Dukkalayam Asaswatam. This place is not going to, if you think this place is going to give some happiness, then you are mistaken. But you have desired for that. So you go and exercise. So like that he has given that. And also he is very concerned. So like, okay, by this, what this fellow will do, whether this fellow is going to waste all his time. So he gives this knowledge. He gives a facility. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. He is sending everything. As if it is not sufficient. So Krishna personally also comes. You know, like he comes personally to reclaim the conditioned soul. So Krishna makes all the efforts, all the attempts to reclaim the conditioned soul back home, back to Godhead. So that is why the Varnashrama system is given. Varna and Ashrama. So Krishna knows that not everybody is in the same status. Not everybody is ready to not everybody is ready to go back home. So there is a gradual process, gradual elevation. Varna, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. So like that, there is a Ashrama, and then Varna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Like that, different people fit in different categories. Not everybody is like a Brahmachari. Not everybody can be a Grahastha. Not everybody is like a Vanaprastha. It doesn't work like that. According to the whatever their situation, all this is accordingly they do that. And now Srimad Bhagavatam says, you may belong to any Varna, any Ashrama. But the bottom line is, you have to please Lord Hari. So that means the Varnashrama Dharma, Varnashrama systems, the main principle is gradual elevation. It's not possible directly with a person just immediately elevate him to something. It's not possible. So gradual elevation. So that means he performs slowly the activities, and then he gets. That's why in Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Because Dharma, why people are inclined to follow Dharma? Because Dharma means that there is Dharma, Artha. From performing, this is the general people think like that. Dharma, I have to perform Dharma. Why? Because I have to get some Artha. Artha means some material. So I have to get Artha. What will I do with Artha? Dharma, Artha, Kama. Gratification, sense gratification. So the sense gratification is naturally by performing some sense gratification, you will get distaste. And then you will develop a little bit of a detachment from that. You have to. That is the whole idea. Because detachment and then moksha. Then the person says, oh, this is no good. This place is no good. And then I have to aim for moksha. This is the whole idea. But most of the time, the dharma, artha, and then most of the time spent in that, all the sense gratification, there is no time to think about moksha. That's it. Whole life is wasted like that. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, one who has all these assets should know that they are all meant for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. All these things are there. Yes, but we have to live, we have to eat, we have to sleep. All these things have to be done. There is no doubt about that. Nobody argues on that. There is no second opinion on that. Yes, we are in the material world. We have to eat, we have to see something, we have to do something, we have to perform activities. But it's not the whole purpose is that only. The purpose is how to extricate ourselves from this material world and go back to our original position where there is no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. That is our position. That is what we all have to aim for. So that is why Prabhupada says this is meant for advancement of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, when a person is misguided, he misuses his high position for sense gratification. So he uses sense gratification. Senses are there, the facility is given. So that's why sense gratification, he uses that for, this is like undue, because senses have to be gratified, because this is like a senses are there, body is there. So senses need some gratification. There is no argument on that. But undue sense gratification means you have to eat something,
But you can't just eat this much and then get all other problems. Same way, any aspect, you have to see something or you have to see something and you have to hear something. All these activities are there, but we have to learn how to dovetail these activities so that this does not create a bondage for us in the material world. So Krishna teaches that. Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita how we have to perform activity. We can't not perform activities. We have to perform activities, but we have to perform activities in such a way the activities does not create a further bondage in this material world. In the Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter, Krishna says that. What does Krishna say about how to perform activities? Yeah, that correct. Now that I only said. But where Krishna says in this 3rd chapter 9th sloka. Huh? Not the chosen tortoise. Oh, not tortoise. Okay. Yajyartat karmanon anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanat tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Yajyartat karmanon anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanat. We have to perform activities for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, otherwise work causes bondage in the material world. Whatever work we do here is creates bondage. That means bondage is created, means then punarjanma. Then the whole cycle begins like that. So we have to be careful. So therefore, uncontrolled senses are considered plunderers. The good position one attains by executing religious principle is wasted as the plundering senses take it away. By executing religious principles under the laws of Varnashrama Dharma, one is placed in a comfortable position. One may very easily use his assets for the further advancement of Krishna consciousness. So this is very wonderful how the assets may be there. The assets can be used for sense gratification or the assets can be used in the service of the Lord. Very wonderful. Srimad Bhagavatam has so many examples. Can anyone think of one example like where the assets were there for a person? He used perfectly in Krishna's service. Anyone? Anyone can think of any? Yes? Prahlad Maharaj, yeah? Actually, for that matter, you can tell any Maharaj in Bhagavatam, they will fit this bill actually. Any Maharaj is Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarisha Maharaj, everybody will fit in this bill because they are all called Raja Rishi. Raja Rishi. Raja Rishi means they live, they had opulences, great facilities, but they used everything in the service of Krishna. You know that famous sloka? Maharaj Ambarisha, how he engaged everything in Krishna's service? Savai Manak Krishna Padhara Vindayo Vasamsi Vaikunta Gunanu. I know only the first only. That's why I have to look at here. Savai Manak Krishna Padhara Vindayo Vasamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karo Harir Mandira Marjinatishu Shuta Chakra Achyuta Katsat Katodaye. Because Srila Prabhupada says, Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. Like this, the whole, how Maharaj Ambarish was a great person, great Maharaj. He's not an ordinary person. Sometimes you ask people, sir, I don't have time. I am very busy. Like this is Maharaj Ambarisha situation. Maharaj Ambarisha has to look after so many things, so many kingdom and everything, but he had time for everything. But when we ask our mother, oh no, we are very busy. Very busy for what actually? They're very busy, but they don't have time to even spare a little bit of time to think about Krishna. So this is our problem. So like this, we have great example. Opulence is there. So much opulence is there, and they used everything in Krishna's service. But you should not think that opulence is there is a must to render devotional service. No. But without opulence also, you can render devotional service. Any example? Without? No. They didn't have anything. Sudama. Sudama didn't have much opulence, but he attracted Krishna. How he attracted Krishna? Because of his devotion. Just now we had Ramanavami. Mother Sabari. Sabari, what opulence she had? Only berries. But she had a great opulence of bhakti. Rama bhakti was there. So she could attract Rama. He could attract Sudama can attract. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there is one personality. He didn't have any opulence.
The banana salesman.
Yes, Kulavechi Sridhar. Yes, banana salesman. Yeah, he didn't have anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to play with him. Like, oh, you have hidden something. You have a very big treasure. Like, he had a rotten pot where. So this is like a. But he attracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. How? Because so we should not think that only opulence is there, then only Krishna will be attracted. No. Whether you have opulence or you don't have opulence. That Krishna doesn't see the opulence. But what Krishna sees then? Yes, Krishna. That's why Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palantoyam Yome Bhaktya Prayaschati. Krishna accepts the bhakti. Krishna doesn't accept that I have a this thing like opulent this, opulent that. No, that's not a problem. That is the thing when Krishna went for this the Dut, he went, and when Duryodhana wanted to offer a big feast, Krishna said, I am not interested, I am not coming and eating in your place. Instead, he ate in Vidura's house, a little bit of a prasadam he had. Why? Because of the devotion. So we should not think that opulence is not a problem. If you have opulence, there are instances when you have opulence, people have become great devotees also. And we have seen an example of opulence is there and people have degraded also. Like Nalakovara Manigriva. So much opulence is there, but they degraded. Ravana, so much opulence is there, but he didn't use the opulence properly in the service of the Lord. When Maharaj, Narsingadev said, my dear Prahlad, I want to offer, give you some benediction. What did Prahlad Maharaj say? What did Prahlad Maharaj say?
Let me purify my father's sins.
Huh?
Please purify my
father's
sins.
Yes, yes. He said, my father, he had so much opulences. You finished everything in a fraction of a second, you finished everything. You finished everything. Fraction of a second, you finished everything. What is the use of these opulences? He says, I am born in a demoniac family. My Lord, please do not tempt me with material opulences. See, he prayed to the Lord. Most of the time people go to Dhanam Dehi, Putram Dehi, Danyam Dehi, this Dehi, that Dehi. We go with the petition list to Lord. But the pure devotee, he prays, Lord, please do not tempt me with material opulences. Because sometimes the material opulence may come, but we may forget Krishna. What is the use actually? So that means better we remain a beggar, remember Krishna, than become a big rich man and then forget Krishna. So this we have to remember. So this is so that's why Prabhupada says one may very easily use his assets for the further advancement of Krishna consciousness. One should understand that wealth and opportunity one gets in the material world should not be squandered in sense gratification. I was just remembering one sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, second chapter. Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful says text number 8, the canto 1, chapter 2, text number 8. Dharma swanustitapam sam vishvaksena katasuya na utpadayate yatiratim shrama evaihi kevalam. The occupational duties a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. One may say, I am doing everything perfectly, I am doing all the rules, regulations, everything perfectly. But the end result is, it should develop a little bit attachment, attraction for the message of Krishna. If we can't develop that, then even though we may be performing everything perfectly, but then that Srimad Bhagavatam says it is a useless labor. This is a very heavy statement. Bhagavatam can say that because useless. Why? Because you do everything wonderfully, but the ultimate result you are not able to achieve because that is not good. And then it continues, Prabhupada says in the second, the next sloka, dharmasya hi apavargasya narto arthaya upakalpate nartasya dharmakantasya kamolabaya hi smrita. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So this is the last sloka there he says, kamasya nendriya priti labo jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jignyasa narto yascheha karma bi.
Life's desire should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation. Since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth, nothing else should be the goal of one's works. Because this is the Srimad Bhagavatam's prescription. Life's desire should never be directed towards sense gratification. Sense gratification is needed. We are not denying that. Sense gratification is needed. But not whole life I am living just for this only. Because otherwise animals are also living like that only. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending. If the human being also with all the developed senses and the sixth sense, everything is there. And his aim is also only that only. Then what is the use actually? Then there is no difference actually. So that's why life's, yes, we have to look after the body, look after the senses, we have to do all the activities. But the ultimate result is how we can develop little bit of bhakti, little bit of devotion to the Lord, so that we can cross this material world. So that should be the, see, that is the formula. Why we came to the material world, we think we come here for enjoyment. Actually it is for this place is for refinement actually. This is like a refining our consciousness. We came to this material world so that we can refine our polluted consciousness or the rebellious consciousness so that we can reinstate ourselves in the service of the Lord. That is the purpose of material world. Not just like for that purpose only we got the body. For that purpose only we got the senses, everything, mind, intelligence, everything is for that purpose only. If we forget that, then the whole life is like life is just for enjoyment. That is not the purpose actually. Yes, while living you have to enjoy also. It's not that you have to, whole life you have to suffer. But ultimate aim in life is how to use all these things for betterment of our Krishna consciousness, advancing in Krishna consciousness. That's what Srila Prabhupada says here. One should understand the wealth and opportunity one gets in the material world should not be squandered in sense gratification. Squandered is like very, Prabhupada uses some of the words and we need a dictionary actually. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books only, our English vocabulary also increases actually. Because sometimes when we never studied in English medium schools. So I used to read some newspaper, Hindu, Indian Express, so that we can underline the letters, underline the words, so that because we all have to appear for, now we have an English test and there are also some English tests. But by reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so much Prabhupada's language, so Prabhupada's vocabulary, so much we learn, so many things, even every day we read, sometimes we have to, now we have the Google is there, Mr. Google, we can put and find the meaning. Because otherwise we have to carry the dictionary along, like so many words, he uses squandered. Squandered is very nice. Sometimes we see in this world, the father might have earned money, the son comes and or whoever comes and just squandered the money. Same way, we have come here with the samskruti, we come into this material world. And if we get the good association, good company, good all these things, we can use it to further our Krishna consciousness. And the same facility is given, if we squander it away, if we don't use it properly, then what is the use actually? Then again you regress, you again go back to the lower life and then you have to build again. All these problems. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says they are meant for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. This Krishna conscious movement is therefore teaching people to control the mind and five knowledge acquiring senses by a definitive process. What is the definitive process? There is a definitive process by which it can be done. What is the definitive process Srila Prabhupada refers here? Here to me, that's all. I'm not blaming you because for this you have to. I read many times, then only I address what is a definitive process. I can't expect you to. Yeah, the definitive process is like the bhakti yoga. Definitive process is like because when Arjuna in the sixth chapter is posing this question, my mind is very, very flickering. Sanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasya aham nigraham manye vayur evacha dushkaram. My mind is like I can control the wind, but I can't control the mind. So then Lord Krishna is not immediately chastising Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, you are a fool. Don't you know how? No. Then he says, asamshayam mahabaho, asamshayam. Krishna says in the very, very definitely, this is undoubtedly the mind will be like that only. If the mind is not like that, then we should be worried actually. If the mind is very stable, very sober, very, very steady, then we should worry. Are we in the spiritual world? Are we in the material world? What happened to me? Then if the mind is always wandering here and there. That is the nature of the mind. And asamshayam mahabaho manodhur nigraham charam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha grihya. That is a definitive process. Abhyasa and vairagya. There is abhyasa is there and vairagya. Abhyasa means practice and vairagya means renunciation. So this is what the process. So Srila Prabhupada refers here the definitive process. One should practice a little austerity and not spend money on anything other than the regulative life of devotionals. A little austerity. We see Saturday evening, if you see how what little austerity we perform, very, very wonderful actually. Lasagna, pizzas, and we have all these different austerities, biryani rice and spinach pies, and this little austerity only we perform. We don't perform big austerities, and like Dhruva Maharaj, eating the berries, eating the leaves and all these things, and looking at that air and inhaling the air, that not that type of austerity, little austerity. Our austerities are little bit, because we are Kali Yuga people. We can't do all this great austerity. It is very difficult for us. That's why Krishna has very kindly given little austerity you perform. And Prabhupada says here, and you perform, one should practice a little austerity and not spend money on anything other than the regulative life of devotional service. The senses demand that one should see beautiful things. Therefore, money should be spent for decorating the deity in the temple. So, this is the better utilization. That's why sometimes when devotees go ask for some donation, people think, oh, the beggars have come. Like generally people think that like devotees are going with the beggars have come here. No, devotees are not beggars actually. Devotees are the most opulent people. Because why they are going, the purpose of their going is this person has money. He is going to squander it away. At least some portion of that money, if he uses in the service of Krishna, at least he will be protected. At least this thing will be saved. I guess. That purpose only devotees are going. Not for their own, Srila Prabhupada was asked this, why Swamiji, you are living in a big penthouse, big suit, you are living. You are so opulent and all these things. Then Srila Prabhupada immediately retorted back. If I am sitting under the tree, will you come and take the interview there? To attract that person only Prabhupada was living there. Not for Prabhupada liked that place, he wanted to live there. The same way, the sadhus, why? Because they are not interested. They can live in the hut, they can live in a palatial building. No problem. But somehow or other, they are engaging there. That's why we have to have the, Srila Prabhupada had the guts. Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is the provider. We are not dependent on this person or that person. Actually, Prabhupada said, if you go and ask some donation from somebody, what Prabhupada teaches everything. What should be our mood when you ask some donation and the person refuses? So then Prabhupada said, okay, that person you go and ask, he refused, no problem. Because Krishna didn't inspire that person. Krishna didn't inspire that person to give it to you. So that means, because he didn't get Krishna's mercy, he didn't get the inspiration from Krishna. So that is why for doing that also, you have to be inspired by Krishna. But generally people are very pious, especially we see in India, I go to a businessman. Maybe modern people might have changed their attitude. But you go to the temple, when a sadhu asks something, they don't deny anything. They don't deny. They just say, please take whatever you want. This is the mood actually. Because they knew they are earning money. Questionable or unquestionable, whatever ways they are earning money. The best way, at least use it, purify a little bit of that, is render some service to the Lord and service to the devotees of the Lord. That way, there is a purification. We understand. That is why we don't have to have any hesitation. If doesn't give, no problem. What is it? Because that means he is not recipient of Krishna's mercy yet. It's not like our failure, I went and asked, it's a failure for me. Prabhupada said, no, it is not a failure. We did our part and Krishna doesn't see that. Krishna sees that, okay, you have done your duty of asking, and then whether the person giving or not, that is up to Krishna, the equation between Krishna and that person. He may be inspiring, he may not be inspiring a person. So that is we have to understand like that. The sense demands that one see beautiful things, therefore money should be spent for decorating the deity in the temple. Similarly, the tongue has to taste good food, which should be bought and offered to the deity. So Srila Prabhupada explains like that. Thus, a good position might not be spoiled by material sense gratification. Very, very important. Because now we are living in opulent country, the problems are very minimal. So if we use this opportunity in furthering our Krishna consciousness, that is better. Otherwise, if we just use this, we are living in a wonderful place, no problems, no situation, everything is in control, no cases, nothing. But nowadays everywhere, like, so many people are passing away, so many things are happening. So now use this situation, further our Krishna consciousness, because that is the best use of the bad bargain. We got the bad bargain. What is the bad bargain? Before you go, Hare Krishna. We had a bad bargain. What is the bad bargain we have? What the bad bargain we have? Think you are not following. Because if you followed, you will know what is the bad bargain. Yeah?
Someone gives us good advice.
No, that is a definition. Now, what is the bad bargain we have now? In hand. What is the bad bargain we have in hand? Material body. Yeah, material world. Yeah, material world also bad bargain. Only. Yeah. Material body, material world is a bad bargain. We had a bad bargain. Yes, bad bargain. Sometimes your father or mother, you go to the Victoria market, bought 25 kilos tomato. The mother will be like, what is this? You have bought 25 kilos of tomato. But anyway, Sri Krishna Prabhu is smiling. He will make some chutney or some sauce in the Gopal. So he will be happy. For him, there is no bad bargain. Everything is a good bargain only. So what will happen? So best use of a bad bargain. You got something, you have to get better utilization out of that. That is the best way. Body we got, material body we got, material world we got. Better we use that in Krishna's service. Better spend whatever time, spend whatever energy, whatever resources we have in Krishna's service, so that we can get out of this place. Bargain we got to exchange it now. Very difficult actually. Best way to extricate ourselves by engaging in the process. That's why Srila Prabhupada again and again repeats. Even though the message is very basic message, but still Prabhupada says, thus a good position might not be spoiled by material sense gratification in the form of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. One spoils an opulent position in the material world by driving cars, spending time in nightclubs or taking abominable food in restaurants. In this way, the plundering senses take away all the assets that the conditioned soul has acquired with great difficulty you get assets. And then the assets, if it is not managed properly or used properly, then assets will go away. Even the material world is like that only. Even you have so much money, $100,000, you don't use it properly, you just spend left, right, center, maybe you'll become a pauper. We have seen the example, no? Like people become a lottery, they won lottery. Maybe after 5 years after the lottery, again they are back in the street actually. With the lottery, and then 5 years after the lottery, then you are back in the street. So that means, what does it mean? You have squandered it away. If you have something, use it properly. Now we have energy. Not only, I'm not talking about only money. We have energy, we have intelligence, we have all the faculties, everything is there. We don't want to misuse them, or we don't want to agitate the senses. Use them properly. That is why says bhakti is like a rishikena sevana bhakti ruchate. This is use the senses in the master of the senses, service of the master of the senses. That is the proper utilization of the senses, actually. Then that will not create bondage for us. So that's why here Sukadeva Goswami is further elaborating, further enlightening Maharaj Parikshit. Not Maharaj Parikshit is no problem. He understood everything. For a common person, he is asking this question. Please give a direct meaning of that. So for our benefit. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.